So pleased to welcome to the show right now from Ohio State, the Ohio State, is Buckeyes center Mike Brewster. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
All right, so give our listeners a sense of what's going down down here in Mobile from a player's perspective, the Senior Bowl. I know I bumped into you for a little bit, and you were telling me how your brain was really just fried with so much stuff, and you had just gotten here. Give me a breakdown of what all goes on.
First day was come in and make sure you're, physically you're fine to practice and you're clear. And after that, it was about 4 hours of exams and psychological exams and just all types of crazy stuff. They're really just trying to pick your brain apart. So, you know, got some film last night, and, you know, it's really a three-day interview from here on out. So, you know, you got to bring your best.
So from the moment you got here, representatives of NFL teams were all over you.
Yeah, right away we got here. Some of us got here Saturday night.
Okay.
They had already sent some of their information scouts out, and, you know, they're collecting information, getting our numbers, and, you know, you're just getting calls here or there, setting up meetings and just meeting with teams.
What kinds of things, Mike, do they want to know from you?
They always want to know about your background. Have you had any problems, issues before college, in college? They want to know about your family life. They really just want to get to know you and see how your mind works. You know, they're giving a lot of these players lots of money, and, you know, they want to make sure they do their due diligence and, you know, find out the most they can about them.
And and I know you can't give me chapter and verse, but what are they finding out about you?
I think they're finding out I'm very reliable. I started 49 straight games. I'm on the field. It doesn't matter how good you are. If you're not on the field, you can't help your team. I have a clean background. I've stayed out of trouble, kept my nose clean, and I'm respected by my teammates and coaches. And, you know, I think those things will go a long ways.
And do you – now, you've played center in your collegiate career. Have you had any discussion about possibly, you know, when you talk to these teams about maybe moving you to the guard position, or it's always true with the interior positions that you really got to have a skill at more than one spot?
Yeah, I mean, you definitely want to be able to master one. You don't want to be able to play a bunch but not be a master of any of them. So I want to master center and also be able to help out guard if needed. So, you know, I'm sure they'll ask me to do that this week in one-on-ones and whatnot. So if they ask, I'm going to do it and prove to them, you know, I'm versatile.
What's your measurables, height, weight?
I was 6'4 and 0.2 and 310 pounds. So it's a good size for me right now. I'm a taller, bigger center.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the trend right now.
I was just going to ask you that because you do. I noticed that about you. You're taller than what would maybe prototypically be the case, but in the NFL, it seems like centers have gotten bigger. Give me a sense of who you look at as guys you might pattern yourself after, NFL centers.
I mean, just recently, just being up in Cleveland training with LaCharles, he's really opened my eyes to a lot of different things, and you know, he's someone I'm really trying to take away from a lot of his game, and you know, just, you know, grow from that. And he's been so good just teaching me these past couple weeks, and just using that mean streak and being relentless. And, you know, that's something I'm going to, you know, work on using this week.
You come off as a pretty even-keeled kind of guy, but do you play with some anger there?
Yeah.
I mean, is that when you have to?
Yeah, I have a mean streak, but, you know, I'm so concentrated on using that and my intensity on the field. Off the field, I'm usually pretty chill and just kind of like to, you know, be lax and hang out.
And when it comes to, you know, seeing NFL teams and the success that a lot of them have, offenses being what they are, it's I think you have to have both things, but clearly the passing game and the success that, you know, we're seeing guys like Tom Brady and the numbers they put up, Aaron Rodgers, you go down the line, Drew Brees. So those offensive lines are being tasked with great pass protection. Is that an area where you can see yourself excelling?
Definitely. I mean, you're seeing it so much now with teams passing the ball 50, 60 times a game, which is pretty incredible to me. And, you know, pass pro is one of my strengths. So I think that, you know, that's good.
We're visiting with Mike Brewster, offensive lineman for Ohio State, played center for the Buckeyes, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily as we broadcast from the Senior Bowl in Mobile, Alabama. What types of things do you envision the rest of the week to be about? It's still more interviews. How many clubs, by the way, do you think you're going to visit with total before when this week's over?
I've had people contacting me today, and really after this practice, I'm sure they'll get a better feel for who they really want to have the serious interviews with. So we'll see. You know, you never really know, but, you know, hopefully 31, plus we have the Vikings as our team coaches.
Right.
So, you know, we'll see what happens.
And have they, when you get through the orientation with them, I assume the they're going to let you work with the base of what they do as a team, right? And this gives you really exposure to an NFL-style approach. How different do you anticipate it being from what you did at Ohio State?
Yeah, it's a little different, but I'm just really applying it to, you know, my previous knowledge of the plays I already have done for 4 years, and that's really kind of helping me learn these plays quickly. And they've simplified it for us, you know, nothing too crazy, but they definitely want to see, you know, how fast can you pick up on it and, you know, translate it to the field.
And the other thing about a game like this is, you know, the spotlight is on, you know, this group here. When once you get to the draft, of course, underclassmen come into play, mm-hmm. and it becomes a little bit of a different situation. But from your standpoint, do you feel, do you have a goal that you can leave a pretty strong mark here, knowing that your next big thing would be the combine in Indianapolis?
Definitely. These 3 days are, you know, the most important 3 days of my life up to this point. So, you know, I know what's at stake, and I know, you know, by playing good, you can climb the draft boards, and, you know, that's what I'm here to do.
How does a guy from Orlando, Florida end up at Ohio State, and was there other thoughts and other possibilities that you looked at in playing in-state in Florida?
I looked at playing at Florida, and when it came down to it, I was very close with Coach Bowman, my O-line coach, and Coach Daryl Hazel, who's now at Kent State, and Coach Trestle was very good to me, and it was really an easy choice.
So you were right away. You didn't feel uncomfortable at all making that. That's, you know, pretty long move over to Ohio State. Obviously, they recruit other players from around the country, but it was not a difficult transition for you.
After I built my relationships with those coaches, you know, it was really just an easy decision. It was such a family atmosphere. You know, myself and my family really enjoyed it.
And as you look forward to the opportunity to become a pro athlete, what are some of the, you know, it's a different situation, and it's a life-changing thing in so many respects, but have you given much thought to how different life is going to be for you going from Mike Brewster, the collegiate player, to Mike Brewster, the pro?
I mean, so far it's just been a nice transition, not having to go to school and just really wake up every day, put all your efforts into training and nutrition and, you know, yoga and massages and just all these things, because, you know, your body is, you know, how you make your living, and you got to take care of it. So it's been a good transition so far, but, you know, I know it's going to be a long road, and I'm just trying to take it day by day.
Other Ohio State players are with you here, fellow O-lineman Mike Adams, and you've got Boom Heron and others. So what's the, are you, as a contingent, is that kind of a nice thing to have the friendships of teammates with you here, or are you also kind of mixing and mingling with your other fellow All-Stars?
Yeah, you know, I'm here mingling a little bit, but, you know, you're not really here to make friends at this point. You're here to get the job done, and so, you know, you keep it friendly, but, there's a big task at hand. So we're just kind of hanging out with those guys, hanging out with the guys in my line on the North squad, and just talking about plays, and so we're all on the same page.
Great. Mike, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Mike Brewster from Ohio State joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, broadcasting live from Mobile, Alabama, the site of the Senior Bowl. More coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.